The Indonesian army is being deployed to fight forest fires, which have seen entire parts of the region blanketed with a thick layer of smoke. These Indonesian women told the BBC about the impact of the fires on their lives.
It's so dark during the day. We have to have the lights on in the house. It feels like night during the day. In the morning, we are living in a cloud of yellow smog. It's really horrible.
In some areas in the capital, the visibility is less than 100 metres. My asthma is bad and I have a sore throat. I need to wear a special health mask everywhere I go. It's not comfortable to go outside. We really need rain. We're hoping for rain to clear the air.
I'm joined now in the NewsHour studio by Rebecca Henschke, our Asia editor, former correspondent in Indonesia. Rebecca, what's behind these fires?
These are usually man-made fires. These are people clearing land to make way for plantations, particularly pulp and paper plantations and huge palm oil plantations in that area. These fires are burning mostly on degraded peatland. So when the fire on the top is out and that land is cleared from scrub, ready for replanting, the fire then goes underground and starts burning this huge carbon sink. And that's what creates this huge amount of smoke that blankets this region, but also emits a huge amount of carbon into the atmosphere.
So the environmental impact, as well as the impact on the humans that we just heard, pretty significant.
Very significant. It makes it very difficult to breathe during this time. People have to wear face masks. Even when you're wearing a mask, it's difficult to breathe. At night in a hotel that was sealed, I remember wearing a mask and really struggling to breathe, waking up feeling quite panicky. So for people that have to live through that for weeks on end, the health cost is huge. It's estimated that 100,000 people died during the last worst fires in 2015.
And the government then said, never again, yet here we are again.
That's right, and that's the questions being asked. I mean, at that time in 2015, a lot of corporations were taken to court. There were huge fines they were meant to pay. The president vowing that this would never happen again. Those fines haven't been paid. Those court cases haven't been resolved. So the government now arresting 200 people this round. They're investigating four corporations. But real questions being asked about why they're not getting to the bottom of this and why this illegal practice is not being stopped.
And the military being sent in now to help out. I mean, how big a scale are we talking about?
We're talking about thousands of troops being deployed. They're also water bombing from the top with helicopters to try and put these fires out. There's local firefighters fighting across these regions in Borneo and Sumatra, often very remote areas. But they are very difficult fires to put out. So usually what happens each year is they don't become extinguished until the heavy rains of the rainy season begin, which is not predicted till the end of October.
Indonesia is a very, very big country, but this is going even beyond Indonesia itself. It's going across Southeast Asia, isn't it?
That's right. And that's where this becomes a real diplomatic issue, because we've seen hazardous air levels in Malaysia particularly, and also Singapore over the weekend. So they've been complaining to Indonesia, as they do every year, about this smog that makes it uncomfortable and hazardous for their citizens to breathe. But at the same time, Indonesia very keen to point out that a lot of these big pulp and paper and palm oil plantations are Malaysian companies and their wealth sits in Singapore. So they're keen to point out that. And until that kind of trail comes back, that money trail, many activists say this kind of ongoing annual environmental disaster won't be solved till they're held accountable.
Rebecca, thanks very much. Rebecca Henschke there, our Asia editor, former correspondent in Indonesia, bringing her own personal experience there to bear on analysis of the forest fires, which, as we heard, are sweeping across Indonesia and causing a huge environmental problem for the region. You're listening to the BBC World Service, and this is NewsHour, coming to you live from London.